Okay, so episode 96 may or may not ruffle some feathers, but keep an open mind, and I'm going to share with you why debt really doesn't deserve the bad rap it has. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. Hello there. I am excited to have you here. Can you believe that we are quickly approaching the 100th episode of this podcast? Yes, the 100th, 100. Now, I want to do something special for that one. So if you have any ideas you want to suggest, let me know by all means. I am completely open to those. Now, on today's episode, it may or may not ruffle some feathers, but before you even think about it or before you allow it to ruffle your feathers, I want you to really keep an open mind here. I want to shift your mind a little on how you think in regards to debt. Now, if you listen to last week's episode, which is episode 95, we chatted with Joan Sotkin. A part of our discussion was compulsive debting. Now, I wanted to bring up the topic of debt again for the following reason. One thing is compulsive debting. There's another thing where a person doesn't plan and gets into debt. And there's even another thing where there is life and the unforeseen, and you come across a point in your life that you have to get back in debt or you have to add on debt, whatever that falls for you. And we have so many messages out there on how debt is bad. And while I'm not saying it is the best thing in the world, I'm definitely not saying that. I am saying that sometimes you can do all the planning you want. You can set the money aside and you may still find yourself getting into some debt. So if this happens to you, do you really need to feel defeated and allow the bad rep on debt consume you? Absolutely not. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you the exact reason why debt doesn't deserve the bad rep. I'm also going to share with you the three classes of debtors, and I'm going to share with you why deciding what debt to take on is subjective, and the four questions to ask yourself when contemplating taking on some debt. Now, before I do that, I wanted to give a quick shout out, and I wanted to recognize Christina. I've recognized her before, but she deserves recognition again. You see, Christina has immersed, and I'm talking about immersed herself in bettering her personal finances. Literally, she listens to various personal finance podcasts. She's involved in various money groups, and she even helps her friends and family when needed. Most recently, and this is the exciting part, she was featured on the Mo Money podcast that's done by Jessica Morehouse, and that has been one of my recommended podcasts for you. And in this episode, she shared her money story and the money lessons she has learned. This is huge now. She did such a great job. And when you see her in our community, please be sure to give her a high five. I'll be sure to put the link of that particular interview in the show notes for you to check out. So as far as today's episode, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's get into first why you're here, right? The exact reason why debt does not deserve the bad rap. So let's take a look at credit or loans versus debt. Okay, so taking out credit or loans was created as a tool to allow us as consumers to have access to things that we didn't have the immediate cash for. Think houses, right? Think cars, those type of things. These companies created a solution to which in turn they make money on. Hello, that's all businesses if you think about it. Businesses are created on problems that are out there and they provide the solution for it, right? So the credit, the loans that you take out, it's a tool, right? Now that loan that you take out, yes, it becomes debt. Now debt is the result of taking out that loan, of using that credit. If taken care of wisely, there is no issue. In fact, taking out that debt, the payment, the interest that you pay is the payment for the service, for the solution, for the company lending you that money. It's like anything. You go to the doctor because you have an issue and you in turn are, there's in some way, whether in, with your healthcare insurance, there's a payment being made for their service to provide that solution, right? So the problem or the bad rap comes when paying it back. Everyone is wired differently. We all have different attitudes and behaviors around money. As human beings, we're just complex individuals as it is. And of course, money brings out a lot of emotions in us. And some of us are either not responsible as others. Some are in a point in our lives. Some of us are in a point in our lives where there's a lot of challenges when dealing with debt that makes it difficult to pay it back. There's so many factors going on. And others just pay it back with no problem. So notice the human component. Debt is not the one causing us not to pay it back. So that's why it doesn't deserve the bad rap. Of course, I'm not saying it is our fault as human and as human individuals, right? What I'm saying is that we need to get educated, not just on money, but on ourselves as an as our own unique person. We need to know our history with money. We need to know if we are repeating any cycles, any behaviors we saw growing up, and so forth. We need to become our own money experts. And of course, as I mentioned, this is not just about the money, but about ourselves as individuals. So this is why I'm doing this podcast, to get you inspired, to get you excited, to get you motivated to do just this. I can guide you. Money experts out there can give you great advice, but it's up to you to see what is best for you because you know your situation best. We don't know it best. You yourself know the situation best. Okay? So in regards to the three classes of debtors, there's the compulsive debtors. This is when you go beyond happy swiping that card, where it becomes an emotional issue, similar to an eating disorder or a substance abuse issue. It's not necessarily for a lack of planning or money management. There's a huge emotional component to it. And that's why there's programs like Debtors Anonymous to help with that. That is an area that I personally am not equipped to deal with, okay? So that's one class of debtor. Then the other class that I just called it the work in progress. So this person doesn't like debt. Okay, so who seriously likes debt? Not even the compulsive debtor does, but this person is not so good with managing money, so they can find themselves getting into debt over and over again until they get their money under control, until they become better with managing their money. So that's why I call this class the work in progress. And the third class of debtor is the planner. So this person is a huge planner, as the name implies, and a great money manager. So they've either have been in debt or have gotten out of it or never have been in debt. They have no intentions of ever getting into debt or getting back into debt. The kicker is here that at times it happens. Life happens or opportunities arise that you weren't planning on and you have to make a decision. So a great example of this is the person who is talking to you right now. Yep, I am raising my hand. You don't see it, but I'm raising my hand. Yes, we got back into debt, a small piece of debt, fortunately, but it was an opportunity that arose that weren't in our plans. but something that we wanted, something that was important to us. And of course, we didn't get back in debt without having a strategy. It wasn't something that we just did without putting any thought into it. Okay. So that's really, really important. So, we put thought into it on how to get out of it and by when. So really there's no worries there. So that brings me to the next point. Okay. Getting into debt is a subjective thing. Who really is to judge if making the decision of going into debt is a bad one? Seriously. For example, yes, we got back into debt, but it's very temporary. I'm honestly not upset about it. Did it sting a little bit? Of course. Yeah, it stung a little bit, but it was something that we wanted. The opportunity was there and we took it. Now, some would judge and say it's a bad decision. Why would you get back into debt? But we know our financial situation and we knew it was fine, right? This is not to tell you or give you permission to get into debt freely. This is to tell you that you and only you know if that decision to get into debt is a good one or not. Now, I wanted to give you four questions to ask yourself and to answer when contemplating whether to take debt on or not. So question number one is this a hasty decision that I'm about to make, or is it a well thought out one? Now, question number two is, if I take on this debt, do I have a plan for it? Does it fit into my monthly cash flow, those minimum payments, those payments, right? Number three is, are there any other options that you can look into before taking out this debt that will provide a solution to whatever it is, whether a problem that you're dealing with, whatever the case may be? Are there any other options? Have you looked at all your resources? Have you looked at all your options, right? And the last question, number four, is why is this X, meaning what you're taking the debt out for, important to me? What is it doing for me, or what will it do for me that is worth getting into this debt, right? So those are just some things to think through. And if you're thinking about whether it's an opportunity, whether it's an issue you're having that you're having to take out some debt, or you're feeling like you need to take out some debt, ask yourself those four questions. Okay. Let's do a quick recap of today's discussion, shall we? So we talked about the exact reason why debt doesn't deserve the bad rap that it currently has. And it all comes down to us becoming our own money experts, getting ourselves educated, not just on money, but ourselves as well. And we also talked about the three classes of debtors, which were the compulsive, the one that's in progress, and the planner. We also talked about why deciding to take on debt is a subjective matter. And we broke it down to how we're the only ones that really know if taking out debt is a good or bad decision. We know our whole situation back and forth. None of us, we know it like the back of our hand. There's no one else out there that knows it like we do. Of course, there's someone on the outside can take a look in and help us really break it down further to see it in a different light, but only we know the full scope of our situation. And we also talked about four questions that you can ask yourself if you're contemplating some debt. And those questions I have put in the show notes, so be sure to go to the show notes today after you're done listening to this to get those four questions. So if you're needing to get some clarity with your money, if you just can't figure it out, you're like, Gloss, what is it that you're doing or not doing that is causing you to get back into debt? Let's talk. Especially if you know you are making enough income to sustain the lifestyle you want without getting into debt, but you find yourself in debt. So you know I can help, right? There's definitely more that I do beyond this podcast. So let's chat and see if I can help you with a complimentary consultation. It's not a coaching session, but rather a discussion of where you are at currently, where you want to be, and we can discuss how I can help you and just figure out if we're a good fit for each other. So you can schedule that session. It's just first come, first serve over at jenhemphill.com/session. And I'll be sure to put those in that link in the show notes. Now, next week, we will be talking to Michelle McGlade, where we will get to know about her State of the Union conversation she and her husband has and more. So that is a wrap for today. I appreciate you taking time to listen to this episode. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/96. And also, if you enjoyed today's episode, or as a matter of fact, any episode that you've listened to, be sure there's an option to share it from the podcast app that you're listening from. So it's easy to do. There should be like three dots somewhere on there. And on one of them, it gives you the opportunity to share. And with that share button, you can email it to someone, you can text it to someone. So you'll not only be helping a friend or two or three or however many that may be, but you'll also be helping me spread the word about this podcast to more women. And I'd be forever in gratitude for that. So thanks again for listening to this episode, and I'll chat with you again next Thursday.